In 1899, the streets of New York City echoed with the voices of newsies, peddling the newspapers of Joseph Pulitzer, William Randolph Hearst, and other giants of newspaper world. On every corner, you saw him carrying the banner, bringing you the news for a penny a paper. Poor orphans and runaways, the newsies were a ragged army without a leader. Until one day, all that changed.
I didn't do it.
What do you mean you didn't do it? Get up. Get up. When you get up, you have to get up. Yeah. Stretch. Get up. Come on. Everybody's sleeping here. They sleep. They sleep the life away, these kids. Yankees wet. The presses are rolling. Sell the pipe. Hey, come on. What, you're dreaming about selling papers?
What's wrong with you?
Hey, bummers, we got work to do.
Since when did you become me, mother?
I stop your bawling.
Who hurt you?
Did I just leave Jack?
Call me back, mush.
You hear that fellow here with Jack said? I asked Jack how he slept, and he said, I'll be back, mush.
Hey, Jack, when I walk, does it look like I'm faking it?
Who says you're faking it?
I don't know. It's just, there's so many fake crips on the street today. A real crip ain't got a chance. I gotta find me a new selling spot where they ain't used to seeing me.
Try Bottle Alley or the Harbor. Try Central Park, it's guaranteed. Try any bank above or barber. They almost all knows how to read.
I smell money, you smell foul.
Met this girl last night.
And move your elbow, pass the towel.
For a buck I might.
Need a fine life, carrying the banner through it all. A mighty fine life, carrying the banner up and tall. Every morning.
Welcome to New York. shanty.
Harlem to the Lefty, what a fine life. Carrying the banner through the slums.
The sewer may have backed up during the night.
Too rotten to be the sewer.
Yeah, yeah. It must be the Delancey brothers.
Hiya, boys.
In the back, you lousy little shrimp.
That's not good to do that. Not healthy.
Shouldn't be calling people lousy little shrimps, Oscar. Unless you're referring to the family resemblance in your brother here.
Hey, if I can want a cowboy skunk somehow, who's petting?
That's right. It's an insult. So is this.
You're doing it. Get up! Run in!
I told you a million times. The name is Wisely. Mr. Wisely.
Come in.
Don't rush me. I'm perusing the merchandise, Mr. Weasel. The usual.
100 pages to the wise guy. Next.
Morning, Your Honor. Listen, do me a favor, Weez. Spot me 50 papes, huh? I got a hot tip on a fourth. Won't waste your money.
It's a short thing?
Oh, yeah. Not like last time.
Huh? 50 papes. Next.
Hey, Mr. Weisel. How about 30 papes, please?
30 papes for crunchy.
Anything good this morning?
Thanks, Mr. Weisel.
Want to sit down?
Next.
20 papes, please.
20 papes.
Thanks.
Well, look at this. Baby born with two heads. Must be from Brooklyn.
Hey, come on. You got your papes, now beat it.
I've paid for 20, I only got 19.
Are you accusing me of lying, kid?
No, I just want my papers.
He said beat it. No, it's 19, Weasel. It's 19, but don't worry about it. It's an honest mistake. I mean, Morris, he can't count to 20 with his shoes on.
All right, get out of here.
Hold it, Rex. Will you spot me 2 bits?
Thanks. Another 50 for my friend here.
Oh, I don't want another 50.
Sure you do. Every newsie wants more pace.
I don't.
What are you, stupid?
I don't want your pace. I don't take charity from anybody. I don't even know you. I don't care to. Here are your papers.
Cowboy. They call him Cowboy.
Yeah. Well, that and a lot of other things, including Jack Kelly, which is what my mother called me. What did he call you, kid?
Les. And this is my brother, David. He's older.
Oh, no kidding. So how old are you, Les?
Near 10.
Near 10. Well, that's no good. If anyone asks, you should say you're 7. See, younger sells more papes, Les. We're going to be partners. We want to be the
best.
Wait.
Don't say anything about partners.
Well, you owe me 2 bits, right? Well, so I'll consider that an investment. We sell together, we split 70-30, plus you get the benefit of observing me, no charge.
Hey, you're getting the chance of a lifetime here, Davey. You learn from Jack, you learn from the best.
The best.
Well, if he's the best, then how come he needs me?
Listen, I don't need you, pal. But I ain't got a cute little brother like Les here to front for me. You know, with his kid's puss, my God-given talent, we could move 1,000 papes a week. So what do you say, Les? You want to sell papes for me?
Yeah.
So it's a deal?
Wait, hold it. It's got to be at least 50-50.
60-40, I forget the whole thing.
That's fair. That's
golden opportunity.
That's fair.
What do you say? It's very fair. What's the matter?
It's disgusting.
Name of the game is volume, Dave. You only took 20 papes. Why?
Bad headline.
That's the first thing you gotta learn. Headlines don't sell papes. Newsies sell papes.
Newsies.
You know, we're what holds this town together. Without newsies, nobody knows none.
That's right.
Baby boy with 3 heads, he said.
Trolley strike drags on for a third week. And this so-called headline drags on for infinity.
The news is slow, Mr. Pulitzer. The trolley strike's all we got.
Well, it's all Mr. William Randolph Hearst has, too, but look how he covers the strike. Look!
We'll get a new headline writer, sir.
Well, steal Hearst, man. Offer him double.
That's how he stole them from us. It's not the headlines, Chief. These circulation wars are cutting into our profits because you spend as much as you make trying to beat Hearst.
Then we need to make more profits. You do not penny pinch when you're on the war sides. Victory means everything. Now, when I created the world...
What is that deafening noise?
Just the newsie, sir. I'll go and have him quiet.
Never mind the newsie.
Where was I? Creating the world, Chief.
There's There's lots of money down there in those streets, gentlemen. I want to know how I can get more of it. By tonight.
Extra, extra! Charlie Strike drags on!
Extra, extra! Ellis Island in flames! Big conflagration!
Hey, what? Wait, where's that story?
Thank you, sir.
Page 9.
Thousands flee in panic!
Thank you. What supplies to you, lady?
Trash fire next to immigration building.
Terrified seagulls.
Terrified flight from Inferno! Thousands alive at stake! Thank you.
Up here!
Thank you, at the top! Extra, extra! Thank you, sir. Extra, extra!
Hey, just on the back like I told you? Okay, show me again.
Why me last pick, mister?
It's heartbreaking. Go get him.
My father told us not to lie.
Yeah, well, mine told me not to starve, so we both got an education.
You're just making up things. All these headlines.
I don't do nothing. The guys who write it don't do.
Anyway, it ain't lying. It's just improving the truth a little.
Give me some more last papers.
Wait, hold on. Smell like beer.
Oh, that's how I made the quarter. The guy bet me I wouldn't drink some.
You know, drinking on the job. It's bad for business. Anyway, what if somebody called a cop on you?
Is he a friend of yours?
Beat it. It's a bolt!
All this for once of a beer?
I got you. Come on, let's go.
Sleeper!
Okay, jump.
Hurry up. He's right behind us.
Move!
Whoa!
That's worse. Yeah.
Holloman! Wait till I get you back to the refuge!
I'm not running any further. I want some answers. Who is he, and why was he chasing you, and what is this refuge?
Refuge is jail for kids. Guy chasing me is Snyder. He's the warden.
You were in jail?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I was starving, so I stole some food.
Oh, right. Food.
Yeah, food.
He called you Sullivan.
Yeah, my name's Kelly. Jack Kelly. You think I'm lying?
Well, you have a way of improving the truth.
Yeah. Why was he chasing you? Of course, I escaped.
Oh, boy, how?
Well, this big shot. Give me a ride out in his carriage.
I bet it was the mayor.
Right? No, Teddy Roosevelt. You ever heard of him?
What is going on there? Up.
You wouldn't kick me out without a kiss goodbye, would you, Meta?
Kelly. Where you been, kid? Oh, I miss seeing you up in the balcony.
Hanging on your every word. So, Meta.
Yes.
This is David and Les.
Hello.
And this is the greatest start of Orville stage today.
No.
Miss Meadowlarkson, the Swedish Meadowlark.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Meta also owns the joint.
What have we here? Oh, aren't you the cutest little fella that ever was? Oh, yes, you are. Oh, are you all right?
I'm your last paint lady.
Oh, you are good. Oh, yeah. Oh, this kid is really good. Speaking as one professional to another, I'd say you got a great future.
So is it all right if we stay here for a while, Matt? Just a little problem outside goes away.
Oh, sure, sure. Stay as long as you like. Toby, just give my guests whatever they want.
Right, hey, Lance.
Whatever you'd like here. Gumdrops. Licorice whips.
Miss Metalocson!
My lovey-dovey baby, I boo-hoo for you. I used to be your dootsie-wootsie, then used to tootly-doo. I miss the hanky-panky, it's nighty-night till three. Come back, my lovey-dovey baby, and coochie-coo with me.
You like that?
Oh, I love that.
I loved it.
It was great.
She is beautiful.
How do you know her?
She's a friend of my father's. Come on, Les, you want to shine my shoes for me?
Oh, it's getting late. My parents are going to be worried. What about yours?
No, they're out west looking for a place to live. Like this. See, that's Santa Fe, New Mexico. As soon as they find the right ranch, they're gonna send for me.
Well, then you'll be a real cowboy.
Yep.
Jack! Why don't we go back to my place and divvy up? You can leave my
boat.
It's a trolley strike, Dave. These couple of dumbasses was not a joint or something.
Jack, let's get out of here.
So maybe we get a good headline tomorrow, Dave.
Good day, she slept all the way through it.
My God, what happened?
Nothing, Mama. He's just sleeping.
We've been waiting dinner for you. Where have you been?
Oh, it's been a big day.
You made all of this selling newspapers?
Well, half it's Jack's. This is our selling partner, and our friend. Jack Kelly, my parents.
Hello.
That's my sister, Sarah.
Esther, maybe David's partner would like to join us for dinner. Huh? Why don't you add a little more water to the soup?
Meyer.
So I gotta say that from what I saw today, your boys are a couple of born newsies. Can I have a little more?
Yes.
So with my experience in their hard work, I figure we can peddle 1,000 a week, not even break a sweat.
That many?
More when the headlines are good.
So what makes a headline good?
Oh, you know, catchy words like, maniac or corpse or, let's see, love nest or nude. Excuse me. Maybe I'm talking too much.
Sarah, go get the cake your mother's hiding in the cabinet.
That's for your birthday tomorrow.
Well, I've had enough birthdays. This is a celebration, huh?
I'll get the knife.
I got the plate.
It's only the beginning, Papa. The longer I work, the more money I'll make.
Now, you only work until I go back to the factory, and then you are going back to school like you promised.
Happy birthday, Papa.
Thank you.
Here's the knife.
This is going to heal. Now give me back my job. We'll make them.
Your dinner? Yep, a piece for David.
Thanks.
Come back, my lovey-dovey baby, and coochie-coo with me.
And what is this, David?
So how did your pop get hurt?
The factory. It was an accident. He's no good to them anymore, so they just fired him. He's got no union to protect him.
David, it's time to come in now.
All right. Jack, why don't you stay here tonight?
No, thanks. I got my own place. But your family's real nice, Dave. Like mine.
See you tomorrow.
Hey.
Carrying the banner.
Carrying the banner.
So that's what they call a family. Mother, daughter, father, son. Guess that everything you heard about is true. So you ain't got any family. Well, who said you needed one? Ain't you glad nobody's waiting up for you? When I dream on my own, I'm alone, but I ain't lonely. For a dreamer, night's the only time of day. When the city's finally sleeping, all my thoughts begin to stray, and I'm on the train that's bound for Santa Fe. And I'm free, like the wind, like I'm gonna live forever. It's a feeling time can never take away. All I need's a few more dollars, and I'm out of here to stay. Dreams come true, yes they do, in Santa Fe. Where does it say you gotta live and die here? Where does he say a guy can't catch a break? Why should you only take what you're given? Why should you spend your whole life living trapped when there ain't no future? Even at 17, breaking your back for someone else's sake. If the life don't seem to suit ya, how about a change of scene? Far from the lousy headlines and the deadlines in between. If I found you, would you let me come and stay? I ain't getting any younger, and before my dying day, I want space, not just air. Let them laugh in my face, I don't care. Save a place, I'll be there. So that's what they call a family. Ain't you glad you ain't that way? Ain't you glad you got a dream called Santa Fe? Hey, Race.
Hey, Jack.
How's your day at the track?
Remember that hot tip I told you about?
Yeah.
Nobody told the horse.
Well, I know we need to make more money. That's why we're here, to find out how to make more money.
I have several proposals. First, to increase the paper's price.
Oh. Look, Hearst undersells me and I'm in the poorhouse. Brilliant, Jonathan. Brilliant.
Not the customer price. The price to the distribution apparatus.
Charge the newsies more for their papers. Bad idea, Chief.
Very well. My next proposal, salary cuts. Particularly those at the top.
Very bad idea, Chief.
Wait. Now, what do the newsies pay now? 50 cents per 100 papers? If you raise it to, 60 cents?
A mere tenth of a cent per paper.
Multiplied by 40,000 papers a day. 7 days a week.
It definitely adds up, sir.
If you do this, every newsie we've got will head straight for Hearst.
You don't know Hearst like I do sights. As newspaper men, he and I would cut each other's throats to get an advantage. But as gentlemen and as businessmen, we often see eye to eye on certain things. Now, if we do it, Hearst and I, if we do it, then the other papers will do it.
Be awfully rough on those children.
Nonsense. It'll be good for them. Incentive. Make them work harder. Sell more papers. They'll look on it as a challenge.
They jacked up the price.
Did you hear that, Jack? 10 cents a hundred. You know, it's bad enough that we gotta eat what we don't sell. Now they jacked up the price. Can you believe that?
This'll bust me. I'm barely making a living right now.
I'll be back sleeping on the streets.
Don't make no sense. I mean, all the money Pulitzer is making, why would he gouge us?
He's a tightwad, that's why.
Hey, come on,
it's just a gag.
So why the jack-up, Weasel?
Why not? It's a nice day. Why did you ask Mr. Pulitzer?
They can't do this to me, Jack.
They can do whatever they want. It's their stinking paper.
Ain't fair. We got no rights at all. Come on, it's a rigged deck. They got all the marbles, okay?
Jack, we got no choice. So let's get our lousy pace while they still got some, huh?
No, nobody's going anywhere.
Jack
can't get away with this.
We're out. Give them some room. Let them think.
Jack, you done thinking yet?
Hey! World employees only are decided against.
Hey, shut up!
Put a lid on it. Listen, one thing for sure. If we don't sell papes, then nobody sells papes. Nobody comes through those gates till they put the price back where it was.
Yeah. What do you mean, like a strike?
Yeah, like a strike.
Oh, shit. What, do you mind?
It's a good idea.
Jack, I was just joking. We can't strike. We don't have a union.
Yeah, but if we go on strike, then we are a union, right?
No, we're just a bunch of angry kids with no money.
Maybe if we got every newsie in New York. But...
Yeah, what we organize? Crutchy, you take for collection.
Swell. Come on,
get
guys.
All the newsies in New York together. Jack, this isn't a joke. You saw what happened to those trolley workers.
Yeah, well, that's not a good idea. Any newsie don't join with us, then we bust their heads like the trolley workers.
Stop and think about this, Jack.
What?
You can't just rush everybody into this.
All right. Let me think about it. Oh, listen. Dave's right. I mean, Pulitzer and Hanks and Automata rich fellas. I mean, they own this city. So they really think a bunch of street rats like us can make any difference? And the choice has got to be yours. Are we just going to take what they give us, or are we going to strike?
Keep talking, Jack. Tell us what to do.
Yeah, tell us what to do.
Will you tell us what to do, Dave?
Pulitzer and Hearst have to respect our rights.
All right.
Hey, listen! Pulitzer and Hearst have to respect the rights of the working boys of New York! That's right!
Well, that went pretty good, so what else?
Tell them that they can't treat us like we don't exist.
Pulitzer and Hearst, they think we're nothing. Are we nothing?
No! We stick together like the trolley workers and they can't break us up.
Pulitzer and Hearst, they think they got us. Do they got us?
No! We're a union now, the Newsboys Union. We have to start acting like a union.
Even though we ain't got hats or badges, we're a union just by saying so. And the world will know.
Stop someone else from selling our pay.
Well, what's wrong with them?
Some of them don't hear so good.
Well, then we'll soak them.
No, we can't beat up kids in the street. It'll give us a bad name.
Can't get any worse.
What's it gonna take to stop the wagons? Are we ready?
Yeah. No.
Gonna take to stop the scabbers? Can we do it?
Yeah!
We'll do what we gotta do until we break the will of mighty Bill and Joe.
And the world will go.
And the journal too.
There's a Hearst and Pulitzer, all have we got news for you. Now the world will hear what we've got to say. Hawking headlines, but we're making off today. And our ranks will grow, and we'll kick their rear. And the world will know that
we're here. That's right, tell them the thing he is anyway.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna mess with the
newsies. When the circulation bell starts ringing, will we hear it?
No!
What if a Delancey's come out swinging? Will we hear it?
No! When you got 100 voices singing,
let me crack the whip, but he won't whip us.
Ambassadors?
Yeah. Right, you guys, you gotta be ambassadors and go tell the others that we're on strike.
Say, Jack, I'll take Harlem.
Yeah, I got Midtown.
I got the Barry, Jack.
Hey, I'll take the Bronx. Come on.
All right, and Bumlish and Specs and Skinner, you take Queens.
Hey, all right.
And, Snotty, yeah. East Side. Snipe, yeah, you go with him. All right, so what about Brooklyn? North Brooklyn?
Jack,
Come on, Spokane's territory. Smitty, scared of Brooklyn?
Hey, we ain't scared of Brooklyn. Spokane makes us a little nervous.
Yeah. Well, he don't make me nervous. So you and me, Boots, we'll go to Brooklyn.
Right.
And Dave can keep us company.
Sure, just as soon as you take our demands to Pulitzer.
Me, the Pulitzer?
Well, you're the leader, Jack.
Go tell him, Jack. We're behind you.
Well, maybe the kid will soften him up.
Hey, what is the strike? What's going on?
We're bringing our demands to Pulitzer.
What demands?
The Newsies demands. We're on strike.
I'm with the New York Sun. I'm Brian Denton. You seem like the kid in charge. What's your name?
David.
David. David as in David and Goliath? You really think old man Pulitzer's gonna listen to your demands?
He has to.
Don't you, old lady! You tell Pulitzer he needs an appointment with me!
Yeah!
So this real snooty mug says to me, you can't see Mr. Pulitzer. No one sees Mr. Pulitzer. Real hoity-toity, you know the type?
Real hoity-toity.
So that's when I said to him, listen, I ain't in the habit of transacting no business with office boys. Just tell him Jack Kelly's here to see him now.
That's when he threw us out.
Does it scare you?
You're going up against the most powerful man in New York City.
Oh, yeah, look at me. I'm trembling.
All right. Keep me informed. I want to know everything that's going on. Right?
Are we really an important story?
Well, what's important? Last year, I covered the war in Cuba. Charged up San Juan Hill with Colonel Teddy Roosevelt. That was a very important story. So, is the Newsies strike important? It all depends on you.
So my name's really going to be in the papers.
Any objections?
Not as long as you get it right. Kelly, Jack Kelly. On Denton, no pictures.
Sure.
I've never been to Brooklyn, have you?
Really?
I spent a month there one night.
What's this?
So is this spot Conlon really dangerous?
Hang on to that line.
Going somewhere, Kelly?
Move closer. Right, Kelly.
Well, if it ain't Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick.
So you moved up in the loyal spot. Got a river view and everything.
Hey, Boots, how's it rolling? Hey, I got a couple of real good shooters here.
Yeah.
So, Jackie boy, yeah. I've been hearing things from little boys.
Yeah?
Things from Harlem, Queens. All over. They're chirping in my ear. Jackie boys' news is playing like they're going on strike.
Yeah, well, we are.
But we're not playing. We are going on strike.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? What is this, Jackie boy? Some kind of walking mouth?
Yeah, it's a mouth. A mouth with a brain, and if you got half one, you listen to what he's got to say. Come on, Dave. Well, we started the strike, but we can't do it alone, so we've been talking to other newsies all around the city.
Yeah. So they told me. What did they tell you?
They're waiting to see what Spot Conlon is, that you're the key.
That Spot Conlon is the most respected and famous newsie in all of New York. And probably everywhere else.
And if Spot Collins joins the strike, then they'll join. And we'll be unstoppable. So you gotta join us. Because, well, you gotta.
Well, you're right, Jack. Brains. But I got brains, too. And more than just half of one. How do I know you punks won't run the first time some goon comes at you with a club? How do I know you got what it takes to win?
So I'm telling you, Spot.
That ain't good enough, Jackie boy. You gotta show me.
Here,
two. Double down, you're in!
Come on, I
can't
believe it.
So, where's Spot?
Huh? Oh, he was concerned about us being serious. You imagine that?
Well, you know, Jack, maybe we ought to ease off a little, you know?
Without Spot and Yennis, not enough of us, Jack, you know?
Jack, maybe we're moving this soon. Maybe we're ready, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely think we should forget about it for a little while.
Oh, do you? Yeah, I mean, we're not Brooklyn, you know.
Hey, who are we kidding here? Spot was right. Is it just a game to you guys?
Hey, Crutchy.
Open the gates and seize the day. Don't be afraid and don't delay. Nothing can break us. No one can make us give our rights away. Arise and seize the day.
Now is the time to seize the day.
Now is the time to seize the day.
Send out the call and join the fray.
Send out the call and join the fray.
Wrongs will be righted if we're united.
Let us seize the day.
Seize the day.
Friends of the friendless, seize the day.
Raise up the torch and light the way.
Raise up the torch and light the way. Proud and defiant, we'll slay the giant. Let us seize the day.
How are you doing? Hey, guys. Hey, what you doing?
So here it is, the refuge, my home sweet home.
How can you be sure they sent Crutchy here?
How can I be sure that the Lances stink?
It's just the way things work, you know. An orphan gets arrested, Snyder makes sure he gets sent straight here so he can rehabilitate him, you know. The more kids in a refuge, the more money the city sends to take care of him, the more Snyder sticks in his pocket. He's here.
So how come you brought the rope?
Missed the joint?
What do you say, Tenpin? Listen, you got a new guy in here, Crutchy.
The Gimp? I'll get him for you.
The Gimp.
Crutchy. Jack.
Hey, Crutchy.
I don't believe it. Oh, hey, thanks.
Hey, Crutchy.
What are you hanging around here for?
What am I hanging around here for? You know who's up on the roof?
Who?
Dave.
Is that Dave? Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Shh. Listen, Crutchy, go get your stuff. We're going to get you out of here.
Well, actually, I ain't walking so good. Oscar and Mom has kind of waked me over a little, you know?
They hate you? Listen, don't worry about it. Me and Dave, we can carry you out of here.
Hey, I don't want nobody carrying me. Never, you hear? Hey, Davey, you know, they still talk about how Jack rode out of here on that coach.
Oh, yeah, Teddy Roosevelt's right.
You already heard the story.
You mean it's true?
Of course. Hey, Jesus. Mr. Warden Snyder, sir, you know, I was thinking. I'd just like you to know that when you were taking a nap this afternoon...
Just play for me, because I know there are plenty of things. I know everything has to be great. So...
I don't think they're just going to go away, Chief. Mr. Pulitzer. Sir, just give me the means and I'll take care of them for you.
Give him whatever means he requires. I want this nonsense done with once and for all, Chief.
Shut your mouth, Sykes!
crossed the line. All right. Everyone, remain calm. Let's soak him for crutches! Yeah!
Gonna stop him, sir?
Just move along, mister.
Never fear, Brooklyn is here.
Brooklyn!
Brooklyn! Brooklyn!
Well, you got us on the front page.
Look at that.
You got yourselves on the front page. You just got to make sure you stay there. So what? You get your picture on the paper, so what's that get you, huh?
Hey, what are you talking about, huh?
Shut up.
You've been in a bad mood all day.
I'm in a bad mood. You've been glum and dumb. What's the matter with you? You're in the papers. You're famous. You're famous. You'll get anything you want. That's what's so great about New York.
Yeah.
New shoes with matching laces.
A permanent box at Sheepshead Races.
A porcelain tub with boiling water. A Saturday night with the mayor's daughter.
Look at me, I'm the king of New York. Suddenly, I'm respectable, staring right at your lousy witch stature.
Now then, with all the muckety mucks, I'm blowing my dough and going deluxe.
And dare I be, ain't I pretty?
It's my city, I'm the king of New York.
Don't whip it, come on,
I can't
don't whip it.
A corduroy suit with fitted knickers.
A mezzanine seat to see the flickers.
Havana cigars that cost a quarter.
An editor's desk for the Star Reporter.
Tip your hat, he's the king of New York.
How about that? I'm the king of New York.
He's nothing flat. Covering Brooklyn to Trenton,
Howell and Denton. Making a headline out of a hunch.
Protecting the weak
and paying for lunch.
When I'm at bat, strong men crumble.
Proud yet humble.
I'm the king of New York.
I'll be either dead or dreaming. Just look at that tape with my face beaming. Tomorrow they may wrap fishes in it. But I was a star for one whole minute. Starting now, I'm the king.
prize, but the shooting prize. The sun, not one highfalutin son of a gun. Don't ask me how fortune found me. Fate just crowned me. Now I'm king of New York. Look and see, once a planker, now a striker. I'm the king of New York. Victory from hate story, guns and glory. I'm the king of New York.
Some ideas.
Well, we gotta show people where we stand.
Yes, we gotta stand the fakes.
My paper's the only one printing any strike news so far.
So we should do something that's so big, the other papers are gonna feel stupid if they try and ignore us.
Right. Yeah.
Like a rally. A newsy rally with all the kids from over New York. We make it the biggest, loudest, noisiest blowout this town's ever seen.
We'll send a message to the big boys.
Yeah.
A lot of us, we ain't going away. We're fighting until damn doomsday if it means we get a fair shake.
Yeah. Fight to that. Hey, you guys. To our man Denton.
Oh.
Yeah. Our man Denton!
Hey, you, Mr. Snyder. How was your supper? Just like yourself.
You know this boy?
No.
You have a famous friend, this Jack. Do you know where he lives?
I never hide of him. Honest. It's his brain of mine. It's always making mistakes. It's got a mind of its own. Can I get you anything else, Mr. Snyder? Goodbye, Mr. Snyder.
So did I spell it right, Clop, huh?
That's very good. That's very good. Oh, yeah. Oh. Excuse me. Can I help you?
You have a boy who calls himself Jack Kelly. I wish to see him.
Jack Kelly? Never heard of him. Any of you boys ever heard of Jack Kelly?
That's an unusual name for these parts.
Oh, you mean Jack Kelly? Yeah, he was here. But he put an egg in his shoe and beat it.
I have reason to believe that he is an escaped prisoner, possibly dangerous.
Oh, dangerous? I better look at my files. This way, please.
Give to the newsy strike fund, mister? Huh?
Sleep out there all night?
Yeah.
When did you wake us up?
Well, I didn't want to disturb nobody. Anyway, it's like the Waldorf out here. It's great view and cool air.
Go up on the roof. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Good. I made you your breakfast. Papa's so proud of you and David. You should hear him talking about Jack Kelly, the strike leader, who occasionally takes his meals with us.
Well, this is one strike leader who's going to be very happy when it's all over. And I can get out of here and go to Santa Fe. I mean, there's nothing for me to stay for, is there? You know, you should see Santa Fe. Everything's different there. It's all bigger. You know, the desert, and the sky, and the sun.
It's the same sun as here.
Yeah, it just looks different.
I should get ready for work.
Sarah? I'm just not used to having whether I stay or whether I go matter to anybody. Yeah, I'm not saying it should matter to you. I'm just saying, but does it matter?
Of course, the city is very concerned that this event doesn't get out of hand. But, Chief,
we can't just charge in and break it up, Mr. Pulitzer. We've got no legal cause.
Legal cause?
Well, the fact that this rally is organized by an escaped criminal be cause enough, Mayor.
Escaped criminal?
Mm-hmm. Fugitive from one of your prisons, Mayor. Convicted thief. He's been living at large for some time under the alias of Jack Kelly. What's his real name?
Sullivan. Francis Sullivan?
Your Honor, I would have caught him before now, but...
You know Warden Schneider, don't you, Mayor? I believe you know him because you appointed him.
Yes. Well, if this boy is a fugitive, then the chief can quietly arrest him.
No. Not quietly. I want an example. I want this rabble he's roused to see what happens to those who would dare to... They should see justice and action, Chief.
Arrest him at the rally.
Now, by the way, Mayor, I made a few friends for cards tonight. Newspaper friends, Willie Hurst, Gordon Bennett. Perhaps you'll join us. Talk about the coming election.
I'd be honored.
Carrying the banner!
Yeah! You know the boys, Mayor. This is Mr. Bennett of the Tribune, Mr. Taylor of the Times.
Nice to see you.
Of course, you know Mr. Hurst.
Of course.
He's a new member of our little group, Mr. Gammon. He just came back from Europe.
Mr.
Gammon owns the New York Sun.
Cigar, sir?
So, we've come a long way.
Yeah.
And we ain't there yet, and maybe it's only going to get tougher from now on. But that's fine. We'll just get tougher with it.
Yeah.
But also, we got to get smart and start listening to my pal, David.
Yeah.
He says, stop soaking the scabs.
Well, what are we supposed to do to the bums? Kiss them?
Hey, look, any scab I see, I soak them. Period.
No, that's what they want us to do. If we get violence, it's just playing into their hands.
Hey, look, they're going to be playing with my hands, all right? Because then what they say, it's what we say. And nobody ain't gonna listen to us unless we make them.
Got no brains. Well, we're starting to fight each other. It's just what the big shots want to see. That we're street trash, street rats, no brains, no respect for nothing, including ourselves. So here's how it is. If we don't act together, then we're nothing. If we don't stick together, we're nothing. And if we can't even trust each other, then we're nothing.
Tell them, Jack!
So what's it gonna be?
Jack, well, with you, Jack.
So what do you say, Spot?
I say that what you say is what I say.
So then there's dry times, I bake for high times, and then I put on my vest and I pick out my chest and I'm off to the races again. There's a wolf at your door. So you got three traps that scream in your ear.
Gorgeous. Pinch me, I'm dreaming.
You went on your loose of my fear. Oh, high times, hard times. Sometimes we live in this place, and sometimes there's nothing to eat. But I always stand on my feet.
I put on my vest.
I put on my vest.
Yes, and I stick out my chest.
And I stick out my chest.
And I'm off.
And I'm off.
And I'm off.
And I'm off.
And I'm off to the races again.
Brian Denton, fun. How do you do, sir? I heard about your wonderful work with the children, and I wondered if I might get an interview with you.
Jack! What's the name? Jack Snyder!
What?
It's Snyder! Right there!
Let me get that correct. That's Snyder... As in Snide?
Smile, sir.
A minute, thanks. I gotta run.
Come on.
rise. Court is now in session. Judge E.A. Monahan presiding.
Are any of you represented by counsel?
No. Good. Good. That'll move things along considerably.
Hey, Yon, I object.
On what grounds?
On the grounds of Brooklyn, you mean.
I fine each of you $5 or 2 weeks confinement in the House of Refuge.
Hey, we ain't got $5. We don't even got 5 cents. Hey, Your Honor, how about I roll you for it? Double or nothing.
All right, move along.
All right. I'll pay the fines. All of them.
Hey, fellas, you all right? Where's Jack?
Look, we got to meet at the restaurant. Everybody, we have to talk.
Pay the clerk. Moving along.
Hey, fellas. Hey, cowboy. Nice shiner.
Hey, the clerk, moving along.
That's fine.
Hey, Denton, I guess we made all the papers this time. So how'd my picture look?
None of the papers covered the rally. Not even the sun.
Case of Jack Kelly. Inciting to riot. Assault. Resisting arrest.
Judge Monahan, I'll speak for this young man.
Well, you two know each other. Ain't that nice?
Move it along, Warden Snyder.
This boy's real name is Francis Sullivan. His mother's deceased. His father's a convict in the state penitentiary. He's an escapee from the House of Refuge, where his original sentence for 3 months was extended to 6 months for disruptive behavior.
I like the man and we eat the food you steal from us.
Followed by an additional 6 months for an attempted escape.
Attempted? Last time was an attempted escape. Remember, Snyder? Remember me and Teddy Roosevelt in the carriage? You remember Roosevelt in the carriage?
Therefore, I ask that he be returned to the House of Refuge.
Wait, for my own good, right? Move along. For my own good and for what he kicks back to you.
And that the court order his incarceration until the age of 21, in the hope that we may yet guide him to a useful and productive life.
So ordered.
No!
Next.
My pleasure. Why didn't the Sun print the story?
Because it never happened.
You mean it never happened?
Hey, if it's not in the papers, it never happened. The owners decreed that it not be in the papers, therefore... Anyway, I came to tell you fellas goodbye.
What happened? Did you get fired or something?
No, I got reassigned back to my old job as the Sun's ace war correspondent. They want me to leave right away, so the owner thinks that I should only cover the really important stories, so... Yeah. Well, wish me luck, fellas. At least half of what I wish for you. They don't always fire you. I would be blackballed from every paper in the country. Hey, I'm a newspaper man. I have to have a paper to write for. This is the story I wrote about the rally. And I want you to read it. No, this should cover it. Thanks.
We get Jack out of the refuge tonight, and from now on, we trust no one but the newsies.
Yeah. Come on, get the lid out of the chain. Go!
That's where we saw Crutchy.
It's Jack.
Shh.
Ooh. Where are you taking them, Dave?
There's one way to find out. I'll meet you guys at the square. Racetrack, watch them.
Get him inside.
Ah, well. About ready to wrap up for the night now, I hope.
There's going to be another late.
Yes, I know. Of course,
you know what I was doing when I was your age, boy? I was in a war. The Civil War.
Yeah, I heard of it. So, did you win?
People think that the wars are about right and wrong. They're not. They're about power.
Yeah, I heard of that, too. You know, I don't just sell your papers, Joe. Sometimes I read them.
Power of the press. There's the greatest power of them all. I tell the city how to think. I tell the city how to vote. I shape its future.
Yeah? Well, right now I'm just thinking about one future, and that's mine. Well,
so am I, boy. I have the power to see that you stay locked in the refuge.
And I have the power to break out again.
Or I could see you released tomorrow free and clear with more money in your pockets than you could earn in three lifetimes.
Are you bribing me, Joe?
No.
Well, it's been nice chatting with you, Joe, but I gotta be going now.
Wait, you listen to me, boy. Now you just shut your mouth and listen to me. You shut up and listen to me for once. There's no game I'm playing. You work for me until the strike is over, and it will end, boy, make no mistake, without you. Then you go wherever you want to buy a ticket for, away from the refuge, these foul streets, free, with money to spend and nobody chasing you.
I must have you scared pretty bad, old man.
I offer you freedom and money just to work for me again. To your friends, I won't be so kind. Now, your partner, what's his name? David? I understand he has a family. What do you think the refuge would do to him? And it would be you who put him there. And all the others. After all, you're their leader. Go back to the refuge tonight. Think about it. Give me your answer in the morning.
Jack! Come on! Come on! Run!
After him!
Graham, beat it!
Don't worry. It's got no place to go.
Come on, come on!
You shouldn't have done it!
done this, Dave. They could put you in jail.
I don't care.
Come in. What about your family? What happens to them if you go in jail? You don't know nothing about jail. Now, thanks for what you've done, but you get out of here.
I don't understand.
I don't understand either, but just get out of here. No! Go!
I can't spend my whole life hiding. You're the only light that's guiding me today.
Psst, Jack! Look, I snitched off of Snyder's plate when I was serving him. It's the biggest one. Oh, Mr. Snyder was eating good tonight. You know the stuff that we don't never get? He got potatoes, olives, little bacon, sauerkraut, huh? Hey, guess what I done to his sauerkraut, huh?
So what's he get you?
Another 2 months, probably. But you can't let him beat you. Right, Jack? That's what you always say.
We was beat when we was born. Will you keep a candle burning? Will you help me find my way? You're my chance to break free. And who knows when my next one will be. Santa Fe, wait for me.
Tell me I'm just seeing things. Just tell me I'm seeing things.
No, you ain't seeing things. That's Jack. What's he doing?
But he's dressed like a scabber.
Jack?
Jack, look at me, will you? Come on, it's me, Mush. Look at me. What are you doing, Jack? This ain't happening. This can't be happening. What are you doing, Jack? Come on. Hey, what is this? Why did you get them clothes?
Mr. Pulitzer picked them out himself. A special gift to a special new employee.
He sold us out.
Look at him in his little suit. You bum. I'll soak you.
Hey, let me get my hands dirty. Come here, you dirty rotten scoundrel.
Oh.
Traitor.
You want to talk to him? Come on. Come on. Sure. Go right ahead.
So this is why you didn't escape last night. You're a liar. You lied about everything. You lied about your father being out west, because he's not out west. You didn't even tell me your real name.
So, what you want to do about it, Dave?
I don't understand you.
Oh, so let me spell it out for you. You see, I ain't got nobody tucking me in at night. Like you. It's just me. I gotta look out for myself, all right?
You had the newsies.
Oh, what'd being a newsie ever give me but a dime a day and a few black eyes? You know, I can't afford to be a kid no more, Dave. For the first time in my life, I got money in my pockets. Real money. Money, you understand? I got more on the way, and as soon as I collect, I'm gone. I'm away, all right?
Well, that's good. That's good because we don't need you. We don't need you. Because all those words you said, those were mine.
Yeah, but you never had the guts to put them across yourself, did you?
I do now.
Like a new suit of your own. Never! Get out of here!
Come on,
Mike!
Come on! Come on!
Dad, yeah, that's it. He's spying on
him. Sure. Yeah, he's spying on him.
He's spying on him.
Left. What is this?
Saving it.
David. Extends article. The Dark Truth, Why Our City Really Fears the Newsies Strike, by Brian Denning. Last night I saw naked force exercised against mere boys.
One trick, cowboy, and it's right back to the refuge. Please. You going to be requiring anything else this evening, huh? No? Tisk, tisk. Well, then, I ought to be saying goodnight. Remember, one trick and I go straight to Mr. Pulitzer. Sleep well, cowboy.
Come with us, cowboy. We're gonna go fix your pal Davey. Fix him so he can't walk.
Shut up.
Lift one finger, it's right back to the refuge. Next. This.
Come on in.
Excuse me, sweet face.
Where's your little brother, Tootsie? Huh? Where's your little Davey?
Leave my sister alone!
Oh,
Get over here.
Remember Crunchy?
You alright?
David!
Hit a run, cowboy. We're gonna tell Uncle Weez. We'll be back in refuge by supper time.
Run, you lousy cowboy!
Come on! Come on, get out of here! Don't come back! You hear me?
What, you couldn't stay away?
Well, I guess I can't be something I ain't.
Scab?
No, smart.
Do you mean what you wrote here? About all these sweatshop kids listening to me?
I don't write anything I don't mean. Well, come on in. I was just packing a few things. So, yes, I meant it. The city thrives on child labor. A lot of people make money that way. They're terrified that the Newsies' strike will spread.
Well, there's really not much chance of that as long as they got the power.
Sometimes all it takes is a voice. One voice that becomes 100, and then 1,000, unless it's silenced.
Why can't we spread the strike? Have another big rally and get the word out to all the sweatshop kids. Why not?
What are we going to do, putting that in the newspaper?
No, we'll do better than that. We'll make our own paper. We tell them they got to join us. Isn't that a good idea?
Yeah, it is. But what do we know about printing a newspaper?
Nothing but our man Denton.
Yeah, but I think our man Denton has something more important to do. I mean, he's going to be an ace war correspondent. Right, Denton?
All right. Where do we start?
All right, we gotta move fast. Now we're gonna need the Newsies to circulate.
There's something else we need. We need a printing press.
So happens, I know a guy with a printing press.
You've been living here?
Shh. They're right above us. Whistle catches us rolling the slam.
Never threw anything away. Is it gonna work?
It better. We have a deadline.
This is the story you wanted to write. Well, tonight is a night that you can.
Just get this done, and by dawn's early light, you can finish the fight you began. This time we're in it to stay.
Think about seizing the day.
Think of that train as she rolls into old Santa Fe. Tell him I'm on my way.
The old man Bull is a snark in his bed. He don't care if we're dead or alive. Three satin pillows are under his head while we're begging for bread to survive. So if you're still counting sheep, wake up and read them and weep. You've got your thugs with their sticks and their slugs. Yeah, but we got a promise to keep. Watch this for all, something tells me the tide will be turning. Once and for all, there's a fire inside me that won't stop burning. Now that the choices are clear, now that tomorrow is here, watch how the mighty can fall for once and for all.
It's awfully nice of Mr. Pulitzer to let us use his press.
Yeah, I just hope I get to thank him for it someday.
This is for kids shining shoes in the street with no shoes on their feet every day.
Hey, kid.
Can
read? Read that.
Hey, kid. Read it.
You know how to read? Read that,
all right?
Yeah!
Yeah!
disgraceful, Dente. Those poor boys.
I thought you'd feel this way, Governor.
And I did nothing. Until now.
Good. Very good, sir.
So when's the others coming, kid?
They ain't coming. They're gonna be nobody but us. Come on, Jack. Have hope, Jack.
When the circulation bell starts ringing, will we hear it?
Nah. What if the Delanceys come out swinging? Will we hear it?
No!
Atta boy. All right.
It's awful. Everyone's calling. Mr. Hurst and Mr. Benton and the mayor in such awful language. The sinister standards on the old place. The chief. It's like the end of the world. Oh dear, I didn't say that.
X-Tree, Joe. We know all about it.
I promised that if you defied me, that I would break you. I'll keep that promise, boy. Now, I gave you the chance to be free. I don't understand. Anyone who doesn't act in his own self-interest is a fool.
And what does that make you?
What?
Now, this is my pal, David.
Yeah, David.
The walking mouth.
You talk about self-interest, but since the strike, your circulation's been down 70%. Every day, you're losing thousands of dollars just to beat us out of one lousy tenth of a cent. Why?
Well, you see, it ain't about the money, Dave. If Joe gives in to nobodies like us, it means we got the power. And he can't do that, no matter what it costs. Am I right, Joe?
I sent for the police. They must be here right now. Send them in, Sites. Send them in.
Hey, I'm not going back to jail, Joe. Look out here. Right out here is right where your power is.
Help me with this.
Maybe you should listen to me for
no,
a change.
You listen to me.
No, you should listen.
Shut the window and shut up.
There's a lot of people out there, and they ain't just going to go away. They got voices now, and they're going to be listened to. Put them in jail is not going to stop them. That's the power of the press, Joe.
Is
So thanks for teaching me about it.
Those kids put out a pretty good paper there, Chief.
I ordered a printing ban on all strike matters. Now, who defied it? Whose press did you use to print this? Whose? Whose?
Well, we only use the best, Joe. So I just want to say thanks again.
Hey, fellas, they're over here. They're over here.
Anymore. Not from the likes of him. Come on. Come on.
Remember what I told you, Mr. Snyder. The first thing you do in jail... make friends with the rats. Share what you got in common. Officer, may I please?
Sure, kids.
You won't be seeing much of him anymore.
Say goodbye, Warden.
Bye, bye. Jack, you ought to have seen it. He comes storming into the refuge, waving his walking stick like a sword, and he's leading this army of lawyers and cops.
Who comes walking in?
Oh, you know, your friend. Him. Teddy Roosevelt.
The governor's very grateful you brought this problem to his attention.
Roosevelt?
I said you might need a lift somewhere. He's glad to oblige. Anywhere you want. And this time, you ride inside.
So, could he drop me at the train yards?
Yeah, if that's what you want.
Central Park, it's guaranteed. Try any bank, a bum, or barber.
They almost all knows how to read. Summer thing and winter's waiting. Welcome to New York.
Boy, ain't nature fascinating.
Hundred papes.
I'd like, baby.
Thanks.
Thanks for the advice, Governor. Like you said, I still got things to do. Besides, I got family here.
Hold you.
So how's the headline today?
Headlines don't sell papes. Newsies sell papes.
Come in, David.
I'm blowing my nose.